Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Philip.
Yeah, I have a quick question really quick, if you don't mind.
Yes, please go ahead.
So you basically, I can send the homework through that email, right? And then you'll do it and you'll send it back to me. So is that how it works?
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you doing it personally, or are you gonna have someone else do it?
No, I'm going to ask one of the experts to do it for you, and that expert will be assigned to your class. Once you're satisfied with the work and you've placed the order, then I'll be connecting you with the same expert on WhatsApp, right? So, you are in direct contact with the expert. You can communicate with them, like, this is your submission, this is your discussion, this is your replies. And if anything urgent arises, sometimes your instructor might open an extra graded assignment. So you can just let the expert know directly on the WhatsApp, and he'll do it for you.
Can you again tell me the really quickly the three, like, there's like three options or whatever.
Three options for what?
There's like the C, B, A thing like that.
Okay, yes. So we've got two packages. One is a premium package, and the other one is an enterprise package. Let me
I thought there
just
was
go
three.
through. Please come again.
I thought there was three packages. I didn't know there was two.
There are just two packages. One is an enterprise, and one is a premium. Premium is for B grade, and enterprise is for an A grade. And I don't remember
Okay.
what Patrick quoted the prices to you, but let me just confirm it from Patrick. Just hold on for a soft moment. Okay, so I believe he quoted you 300 for the B grade and 360 for an A grade. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so these are the two packages. But if you don't mind any grade and you're just looking to pass, I can get it done for you as well.
And what do you mean by that?
Like for a C grade, that you just need to pass all of your submissions, you don't mind any grade. Like, you don't mind getting an A, you don't mind getting a B, if that's what you want.
So if, let's say I wanted a C grade, how much is that then?
It would cost you around $265. The class would be just pass, and it would be a C grade around 68 to 75%.
And would he make sure that it's passing, like how would he do that? That's, I'm curious.
Okay, so here's what we do basically, right? We have experts, and they lie in each domain, right? One is we call a PhD level expert who has a higher level of expertise, which we keep for an A grade, right? Because most of our clients who say that we are paying for something, we want an A grade, right? So we keep the experts with higher expertise in that domain. And the other one is the B grade. We mostly ask our experts to cater every task for B grade. But when a client says or a student says they just want to pass the class, we hire some new experts who are relatively newer to this field, and we give them this class. They might get you an A, but they'll pass you for sure because the passing criteria is mentioned in our refund policy. The grade that you're paying for, you'll get that grade. You might get a higher grade, but if by chance, in one submission you get a lower grade than 65, let's suppose, then we'll be changing your expert, and we won't be charging you with anything. Your expert
I
would
think
be
it's
upgraded.
I think
Yes,
it's
please.
70% of the passing grade where I'm at.
Okay, no issues. So let's suppose if you don't get a 70% in any one of the submissions, all right, so we'll be automatically upgrading your expert so that you'll be getting a B grade, but we won't be charging you anything for that. However, the promised grade would still be a C grade, right? A passing grade.
Yeah, so let's just say I paid for a passing grade, right? Correct.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm not. I maybe I want to go B. I don't know. Let me see how this guy does first before I even make my decision. But
Okay, all right.
would I be able to track him and to see how he's doing and everything like that?
Exactly. Like as I've told you, I'll be connecting you directly. But apart from that, once you've seen the submission, like the first resubmission, obviously you're going to go through it, you're going to review it, right? You're going to see if it's up to the mark or not. So you yourself will realize that is it an A grade worthy submission or a B grade worthy submission? So you'll be coming back to us and asking for the same grade, right? You won't be saying that yes. So you would know the quality of the work yourself. That way you can place the order depending upon the package and depending upon the grade you're aiming for. So everything would be sorted out for you. Yes, please, go ahead.
So let's say at the end of the day, let's just say let's say I ask for a passing grade, right? Or even a B, whatever, I don't know anything, right? And let's just say he does all the work, but he doesn't pass my class. What happens then? Do I get a refund?
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, if in any of your submission, obviously this is an 8 weeks class or a 12 weeks class, I'm assuming, right? Because I don't know the details. The details are with the Patrick, right?
It ends in December, yeah.
Okay, so basically it's a weeks long class. So you'll be
Yes, it
updated with the submissions weekly and your submissions will be graded weekly. If in any of the submissions you fail, let's suppose that, you can easily ask the instructor to, reopen the submission and we'll be upgrading the expert and it would be on us, right? You don't have to pay anything more, right? So we are going to update the expert and get you on B grade. Don't worry about that part, right? Because you are looking for a single course, but we are, seeing you as a future client because obviously you'll have more courses in future. If you don't have any
Correct.
more courses in future, you'll have more referrals in the form of your family, your friends. You can connect them with us as well. So we would not want to ruin this relationship, right? Are you getting my
Yeah,
point? It's a win-win situation for us.
because I'll definitely, if it, like I said, like you said, if he does well, I'll probably be contacting you guys again as well. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I understand it, which is
Or
why I'm give please go ahead.
even what's called tell a friend or tell a family member about you. You know what I mean?
Exactly, a referral, we can work with that. Obviously we are looking for a good business here, so don't worry about that. Let's work with this submission, right? It's a win-win situation for you and a win-win situation for us both, right? So just focus on this submission and then we'll see what happens. Okay,
Okay, so for instance, let's say the guy does my course is science, right?
all right. Just share the submission with me. Just share the
With
submission
the
with me.
guy?
Yes,
No,
please, go ahead.
with the guy, is he like an expert in science or what was it?
Okay, so once you'll be sharing the submission with me, I'll be, going through it. I'll evaluate it. And I'll see what level of expertise is required and in what, domain it falls, right? Can you please name your subject? You're saying it's science, but there might be a specific subject area it's covering. Can you please name that for me?
It's in weather.
Okay, so here's the thing. Sorry for that. So once I've evaluated your submission, I'll be sharing it with the experts accordingly, and then we'll proceed, okay? And I'll be sharing it with
Gotcha.
you on email, so don't worry about that. Anything else?
No, you've been really good. You've been good business.
Okay, all right. I'm waiting for you to send me the submission and then I'll go through it. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.